Hey y'all, and welcome back to That's Debatable, where we tackle the hottest topics in urban culture. I'm your host, Stanza Yvette Esquire, and today joining me is none other than the culture referee, Ray Daniels.
I'm here. Let's go.
Also joining us today is Brian Miller, marketing and music executive. And our guest debater today is the legend, Math Hoffa.
The legend. Let's go.
Come on, y'all gotta clap it up. Let's clap.
By the way, he shoots pods already, so he knows. Math, what's up, brother?
I'm great, sir.
I'm excited to have you.
Yes.
I've been getting hit up about our interview, so I figured we would do something. And you know, I was trying to figure out like what would be the best thing to do. And I'm like, Math is a shit talker. Like, Math has things to say. So I'm like, let's do That's Debatable, and you know, let's have some fun.
I bet. Says,
are you ready?
Well, first, we're going to lay down some ground rules.
Okay.
We just got two rules.
What's the ground rules?
The first rule, listen, please don't get
physical
on the show.
Do they get heated like that?
No, it hasn't yet, but
it'll be fun.
Listen.
The first one
is only just try to refrain from talking over one another.
Mm-hmm.
I know we get heated and I know you want to get your point across, but we cannot hear you if two people are talking at once. Second rule is respect my gavel. So, there's a couple reasons why the gavel may bang.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because you broke rule number one.
Mm-hmm.
Or I may need to change the topic or add something to the question. Either way, when you hear the gavel, you see the gavel. Respect the gavel. Okay.
Are you the only one that gets
the gavel? Yes, I am the only one that gets the gavel.
I can't.
You're like, you got that gavel.
Exactly.
Now,
I'll keep it in my hand. It's fine. But thank you to our viewers for tuning in. We appreciate you. Please like, share, and subscribe. And if there's a topic you want to see debated or a person you want to see sitting next to me, please let us know in the comments.
Let's go.
Now let's debate. The first debate has to deal with winning a battle rap or a rap battle.
Mm-hmm.
What determines the winner? Is it the lyrics, the popularity, the public's reaction? What determines the winner?
All right, it depends. We talking rap battles?
Mm-hmm.
Like rap battles?
Yes.
Rap
battles. Like I want to know from your opinion, like when, like, how do you recover? And not only that, like, how do you know when you've lost?
You're asking for a Canadian friend of yours?
that's
where we go.
I'm about to say, okay, so let's just go straight up. What would you do if you were King Beige Drake? What would you do if you were King Beige?
Oh, that's a new one. King Beige.
What would you do if you
were the light skinned niggas? Y'all accept that?
Yes.
Wow. Y'all accept that.
Yeah, he beige.
No
you
one's
know, like,
debating. He is the King Beige.
Y'all
okay, the king of beige. Okay, that's great.
So what would you do if you were, Drake in this battle? Like, how do you come back from a rap battle?
How do you come back from a rap battle? You have another one. In the battle rap world, you know, you take the L, you bounce back.
Yeah.
You know, and the more difficult the opponent, if people believe that you're going to lose, and you get that W on them.
Exactly.
And, you know, you've redeemed yourself.
Exactly.
However, in this situation, it's kind of tough for Drake because I think that he was caught between trying to wrap it up.
Yes.
Knowing that he was dealing with somebody that wasn't finished. You know what I'm saying? I think he got outpaced. I don't think his records were bad. I don't think that he didn't score, you know, hit valid points, but I do think he got outpaced.
So from your opinion, do you think what Kendrick did was almost like a new way of battle rapping, right? Like
right. No, actually,
because outpacing is something. Like outpacing is I never looked at it like that. He just didn't give him a chance to recover.
Well, they're both students of the game.
Okay.
You know, even from, you know, Drake starting off push-ups with, who kid?
Like,
you know, the back-to-back. Yo, they both have studied the greats.
Mm.
And I would say Kendrick definitely studied Drake. And in the Meek Mill situation, when Meek took a little while to drop, he said, oh, no.
Yep.
Drake doubled up on
it. Exactly.
And it just started to seem feel like a landslide.
It's almost he used Drake. Yes, against him. Yes, against him.
And you know, all the cultural stuff that he said about Drake. It's kind of tough to debate it. I know, you know, fellow Canadian is in the building, so I don't know, like to be honest, like, does anyone in here know what the Canadian sound is?
No, that's true.
So the culture appropriation angle, through the roof.
So here's the question, how would you have beat it?
How would I beat Kendrick?
You're Drake, and Kendrick comes at you like that, how do you beat him?
I'm not mad at Drake for kind of shooting back at everybody else, but I would have put all the focus on this guy.
Yes.
All the focus. I would not have had four different change-ups in Family Matters. Mm. Those would have been solo joints going out. Mm. As soon as he dropped, okay, from the moment Family Matters dropped, what, half an hour after, what was the record? What was the second record?
Euphoria, not Like Us.
No, Drake dropped his second record, Family Matters, and then
he dropped 50 push-ups first, and then he dropped Family Matters. Yep.
When he dropped Family Matters, Kendrick dropped Meet the Grams a half an hour later.
Right.
Yep.
There should have been another half an hour where Drake was like, oh no, nigga, you ain't gonna catch me with my own shit.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I think he got outpaced. And once he started to sound like he didn't want to battle anymore.
Okay, so from your perspective, because you're on the inside, like you actually do this, like how did you see the pace? Like how did you see it was different? Like
I was on vacation.
How did you know he didn't want to do it? Like how did you know from your perspective, how did you know he didn't want to do it?
All right. After I think Not Like Us dropped, no, Meet the Grams. He dropped the record. What was the last one that he put out?
Drake?
Yeah, I'm decorated. The Heart Part 6.
Yes.
Once he started, like, I don't really want to battle with you anymore, and, you know, this he got real psychological on it.
Yes.
He started to play Kendrick's game. And that's Kendrick's game.
Okay.
Your game is make a slapper.
Yep.
That we all gonna be in the club like, fuck Kenny, yo, this shit crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Do that, continue to do that until one of y'all decides to quit. I think Drake felt his status was so high that he could bow out.
I was just about to say, do you think he can come back?
Do you think that Drake recovers from it, Ray? Do you think he
recovers? I don't think he recovers with the pace he's going. I think that in order for him to recover, he has to first acknowledge he lost, right? And then he has to, and almost, because once you acknowledge you lost, then you got to figure out what you did wrong. I think that his problem is that he took the loss so personal that he didn't factor in, nigga, you was in the fight. Like,
right,
you know
right,
what I'm trying to say? Like, you were so mad at the loss. It was like, it was almost like that scene from Training Day when Denzel Washington, like, y'all motherfuckers got me fucked up, y'all ain't. It was almost like, how dare y'all say I lost? Nigga, I'm Drake. And then it was like, but you lost though, nigga. Like, what did you do? So I think he can come back, but I think he can't come back. Put like this, fuck that. He can't come back being the same Drake. That's done. Mm. I don't think he'd be the same Drake. I think
why do you think?
Because I think that no matter what room he walks in for the next 10 years, people are going to say, well, what happened with Kendrick though? That's what I believe. I don't believe that people let him, like, it's like, you know what it's like, Matt? It's like, I think Drake in his mind thinks, all I gotta do is make a slapper. Everybody gonna forget. And I think in America, we like, nah, nigga. It's like getting your ass kicked in the neighborhood, bro. You gotta come back. You can't.
He just dropped three on a burner and we didn't care. Nobody cared. So, I mean.
Nobody cared.
So I agree. And then I think somebody brought up a perspective on a previous show that Drake needs to lean into his acting career and then come back to music. What's your thoughts?
Lean into acting and then Yeah, I don't think so.
Nah.
No?
I don't think
no.
so.
No?
Nah.
I just thought it was interesting. Yeah.
What's the role that's going to save him? Is he going to play a slave? Is he going to play a slave? And then come back conscious?
Yes.
Like, how's it going to play out?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know what that role would be. I don't know what that role would be.
So I'm going to switch it up a little bit because you're a battle rapper. Is there anything off limits? Like, is there anything in a rap beef or a battle that is off limits, or do you think everything is fair game?
And he's infamous for fighting during his battles. So I want to ask you, what was said to you? What was said to you? What was said to you that made you say, this nigga, fuck this battle. I'm going to knock this nigga.
According to the 3 years that I was banned, okay. That's definitely off limits. That's not something you want to repeat.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Off limits, it depends. Mm-hmm. You know, as a battle rapper, I diss people according to what I think is whack. Mm-hmm. You might not think that's whack, so you might not like what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But for everyone who agrees with me, like, oh, okay, if I go find out somebody's a snitch, you know, all other snitches, they ain't gonna be mad. They're gonna be like, so what? Yeah. Somebody told. No one cares. You know what I'm saying? But all the guys is like, yo, yeah, we don't fuck with that.
You gotta talk about that.
You riding with me. You dig what I'm saying? Yep. So for me dissing people was always based on what I thought morally was whack. But there are some battle rappers who get off on, I'm gonna talk about your kids, I'm gonna talk about your dead aunt, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Now, there's a karma that comes with that. Shout out to Arsenal.
A karma that comes with that?
Yes.
Okay, can you explain? I want to understand that.
Okay, so Arsenal, the Rebel, one of the best battle rappers in the world.
Okay.
Hands down. But King disrespectful.
To
everyone.
Okay.
To everyone.
He was a disrespectful nigga. That's
yes,
what he did. Okay.
Yes. We almost had a little situation when we battled because he brought up my son's name. And right there, I kind of like, this guy's kind of pushing it, you know, but he said my son's name in the battle. And that, for me, that's like off limits. I ain't gonna talk about your kids, don't talk about
So that's so young, so, right. So kids is off limits.
Right, kids is off, for okay. me, I'm not talking about your kids. I'm not, you know, it's a straight shot. It's a straight shot. I don't need to spray up the whole corner.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna just hit you, right?
Okay.
So when Arsenal had a daughter, you know what the angle became every time someone battled him.
Okay, they were talking about his daughter.
Exactly.
Okay.
And it was bad. It was bad. It was like a couple of years or something. Ooh, damn. Like, yeah, can you imagine like losing a battle because someone talked about how your daughter looked? Like that's,
oh no,
that's kind of crazy. You dig what I'm saying? There's a karma to that. So I always stayed away from that shit. But for some people, there's no holes barred. Like, what? Like, especially in this Drake and Kendrick shit, Drake kind of got upset. Like, oh, you going there? Well, I don't want to fight no more.
Yeah.
But you can't do that in the middle
Kendrick
of the fight.
Did yes. Song talking yeah. straight to Adonis.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like, to me, the Adonis record was like, if I'm Drake, I'm like, all right, what is nigga? We got to fight.
Yeah.
Like, you wrote a song to my kids and my parents about the type of nigga I am?
Well, you had to know what kind of situation this was going to be. And I got to give a shout out because no one saw this coming. J. Cole was the smartest motherfucker in the whole situation. And I don't think people realize that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, looking back in hindsight, we hated that. What? You're not gonna.
How you
this nigga, yes, you've been asking for the smoke for yes. years, you know? But this nigga, someone told him, oh, nah, this ain't that type of smoke, my nigga. This shit about to get ugly. And he said, what? I ain't gonna be able to ride my bike around?
But people rallied around.
Shooters
with yeah, people rallied around. Oh, Jay Cole nah. After that, they were yeah, like,
exactly.
We understand. We get it.
Listen,
we get it.
Kendrick, I love you. I love all your albums. Can you autograph them? And you know, he stepped out the way, and then these motherfuckers were like, your kids, your wife.
Exactly.
It's crazy. So, J. Cole being the smart guy, he knew this ain't the type of battle I want to get involved.
Yes.
Because it's gonna be no holes barred. You know,
so kids.
Kids is off.
Kids is off limits.
Yeah.
Talking about my kids.
Look at his face. Look, just look at Kendrick's face. How could you not know this nigga was gonna? I'm gonna go. Nigga, I'm gonna hurt you.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's been, and no offense to Kendrick, like I love all your music, but you know what I'm sure guys fight dirty, bro.
But
they ain't got no choice.
Like and you
they
know,
ain't got no choice.
You could tell he was. You could tell he was really bothered by Drake. When he said, what is it, the braids? Like, you know when your light-skinned nigga in the hood is like, this little nigga think because he got braids.
Okay.
What?
So, listen. Ray and Brian, as listeners, do y'all think that there is anything off-limits or, like, things that you don't enjoy hearing in a battle?
Okay, so let me say this. When I heard the kids, I naturally thought, like, well, what are they going to say? Like, they mention your kid, like, oh, yeah, you're going to be running like your kid gonna see you running. I got that. But when you start talking about how my kids look, when you start talking about how my babies look, it's wartime, nigga. We ain't friends.
Yeah.
That you've been feeling that.
I think fights and battles are the same rules. It's like you know what it is. Like you know what you can say to get popped in the mouth. So if you want to say it, I mean, you know what the rules are. I feel like that's the same shit.
And you know where that kind of worked for me. You know.
I love what you're talking about. Go ahead. What is it?
He would be like, do I want to say this to this nigga? Nah, I probably don't want to. Yo, Arsenal said his name, but he get too crazy.
I want to ask you a question.
He get too crazy.
It's a famous rap battle
where
a nigga got beat up. All you got to do is say the word, but he's mad because I'm styling on him.
Yeah.
Like in your scenario, like, what do you do? Like, in the middle of a battle, and a nigga just, like, I'm just, because for me, it's always like, you know what you signed up for. You know.
But here was the issue, and I want to say shout out to Enix and E&J. Shout out to E&J. E&J was the one that hooked up.
I already know.
Right. They were doing their thing at the time, and where Nix went wrong is he flashed the bird.
Okay.
So now it's like, come on, homie.
Yeah.
Like, you gonna flash me in a rap battle?
Yeah.
Bad move. Because now I'm gonna punch you in the face.
Mm.
And now you have to do something. With all these cameras running, you have to do life, nigga.
Yes.
You have to do life. You have to kill me and do life.
We got to fight right here.
Yeah, we got to fight right here.
Somebody,
you know what I'm saying? And even though there was a lot of things that happened afterwards, and I got the stories from the horse's mouth, still, that was a bad move.
Mm.
Because, you know, for me, when I got into battle rap, I was coming from a lifestyle where, oh, nah, we ain't gonna play like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you gonna get in my face? Yeah. Like, no, bro.
Like, niggas, you joking? Or like, we babbling or we serious?
Yeah. We don't do that. You gonna say that shit? Say that shit over here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Up here, nah, it don't feel like rapping no more.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Personal.
So that's something I had to conquer.
Yeah.
You like, said you worked with it, though. The first time it happened, when you snapped, when you said, you know?
Let's go through the first battle.
His hat brim touched my face.
Oh.
It gave me the Scottie Pippen for like
so
2 seconds.
So his hat brim touched you and you just...
And I was like, not the Pippen. Nah, bro, come on. What are you doing? You're like 100 pounds soaking wet.
So he puts the bib in your face.
Yeah.
And then what's your thought?
And what happened after?
Yeah, what happened after?
Oh, it was a melee. It was a whole... This shit has been remixed. They've done that intellectual version. It was on Most Shocking. All types of shit.
What?
Yeah.
See, I just saw one video like of you like just do it in your face, and I was like, he had to know you was going to do something.
No, he didn't. That's the thing. He was from Philly.
Okay.
And Philly, like, that was a thing with them. Like, they would get in each other's faces, you know, trying to make each other mess up and stuff. That was like a Philly thing. I asked him not to do that prior to the battle. And, you know.
So, best battle
we did a rematch. We did a rematch.
Okay,
but it was none of that.
I was going to ask him what city has the best battle rappers? Philadelphia, New York,
Oh, you can't do that. I'm from New York.
Atlanta.
We're going to move on. We're moving on.
She ain't going to give Atlanta that. She's from Texas, nigga. She's from Texas.
I am.
What's next?
So the next question, we have two hip-hop legends that have made their mark on the genre. Who is the better songwriter? Not artist, songwriter.
Not rapper.
Not rapper.
Not rapper.
Songwriter.
Are y'all gonna put these pictures songwriter. Up
yes.
in the video?
Yes.
Nelly or Nas?
Who is a better songwriter?
Why did you pick this picture of Nelly? I'm just curious.
He happy. Who did
Why
that?
Why this picture?
Somebody in the team did that. Somebody ain't own the shit.
Is it just a picture from when he got arrested?
Nas.
No, the Nelly picture. No. The Nas picture is fine. The Nelly picture is like, God damn, he caught me.
All right, let's focus.
Hold on. Better songwriter, though, Matt. You are a wordsmith. You are a rapper. You are an MC. I just had to ask you this. Who is a better songwriter? That's where it gets tricky, because you can say rapper, then it becomes like songwriter. Who is the best one?
So he invited me here today. To try to get me this.
Cause I ain't gonna lie to you. As good as Nas is, he never had a line as catchy as. I speak gang cause baby I can't talk it. Like, I'm just saying.
So I'm from Brooklyn, right? Mm-hmm. But I got friends from Queens. Mm-hmm. And what he's trying to get me to say, I can't say that.
Sure you
and
can.
Go back to Queens. Yeah. I can't say that.
You a legend.
I'm saying, Nas is definitely the better songwriter.
So Nas is a better songwriter?
Yes, better songwriter. Shout out to Nas.
Nelly's better songwriter. Nelly's gotten global.
Dog, Nas, if you could just give me one Nas line that is as catchy as, good gracious, ass bodacious. I'm just saying, as a songwriter, that's like a... Like, as a songwriter, you got to give him props. That's like one of those catchy lines.
All right, it depends. Because there's a market for everything, right?
Okay.
So, I may be more in, part of the market for what Nas creates than what Nelly creates.
We know that.
Right.
For sure. That's all we ask you.
So, if you're going to ask me, Nas is definitely the better songwriter, bro.
But what's the different diplomatic answer? What do y'all think is the criteria that makes a good songwriter? Ray, you manage
songwriters.
One of the best.
Yes,
but
that's why I asked him that. That's why I asked him that because when you hear who's a better writer, you naturally say Nelly. I mean, Nas. Like, Nas feels like
a better rapper,
but then when you go songwriting, then it becomes, what's your priority? Is it the song? Mm-hmm. Is it what he's saying? Like, what's the priority? So when I was thinking, I was like, man, is Nelly a better songwriter than Nas? Songs?
What kind of song? That's the question.
Rap songs.
Nas
doesn't have anything better than I'm going down, baby, your street in the Range Rover.
So I'm gonna give you categories in. Then y'all pick Nelly or Nas.
Okay, go ahead.
Lyrics alone, Nelly or Nas.
Lyrics?
Lyrics is Nas. Lyrics.
Nas.
This is good. This is really good. Yeah. This is good.
Okay.
All right.
Lyrics, everybody Nas.
Nas.
Storytelling.
Nas. Keep it going. And you see why my
answer is. It's fucked up. It's so fucked up. Keep going.
She's just proving my point. Let's
cultural
go.
Impact.
Nas. Let's go.
Really?
Nas. Nas, how?
Cultural impact.
The Force Ones?
Hold on. Nelly might have them, right? Hold on, man. Nelly might have them.
Impacted the
cultural impact.
I'm going to tell you. Apple bottom jeans.
Wait, I had this conversation the other day. You can go into any casino, right?
Cultural impact.
Every record you hear is going to be a classic record. You know the hook, right? You may not know one verse, but you know that hook. Nelly, same thing. Underlay, mommy. You know the hooks. Nas is like,
so the culture is in the casino.
No, the culture is in the
he shifted a culture about shoes.
But this is what I'm saying.
Air Force One.
If we're talking about impact, though, we can't set
this. So who's had a bigger impact? Nelly or Nas?
Nelly.
Nas. Nas. Nas spawned a whole generation of rappers.
I was about to say, it's really hard because Nas never sold 10 million at all.
Right.
Ever. But Nelly, his impact, I don't know, bro. Like, it's not as big as people think it is.
If it's an election, Nelly gets the popular vote.
Well, let me ask this question.
Nas gets the electoral vote.
Well, let me ask this question.
That's what I feel.
Do you believe Nelly's the influence for Ja Rule, 50, and all the singing guys?
I would say Nelly came out what year? 2002? Like
2000.
Well, I'll tell you right now. Hold on.
Yeah, 2003, I think.
Hold on.
No, it was two. You're right.
Yeah, I don't. I'm looking at it right now. Nelly came out. Country Grammar came out actually in 2000.
2000.
Really? Shit.
So there it is.
2000, bro.
So we can argue that Nelly kind of opened the gates for the other guys who sang on records.
That's true. Damn, he got you on that one. Because
he made it fashionable to do that, but it was feel good though.
Nas does not have a better song than Hot in Here.
No, definitely not. That's why I said global impact. If you ask kids,
Hot in Here,
kids will probably still remember that record. And that was 24 years ago. You know, 20 years ago. Nas is like appreciated for being a pioneer of hip hop. Can't take it away. His impact on hip hop, yes. Nelly's impact on culture. Little white kids that don't give a shit about the history of hip hop, they're singing Nelly records.
So culture, you're including little white kids.
Culture, no, listen to what I'm saying.
I'm trying to follow you, bro. But I'm trying to follow you.
Like a New York, real New Yorker right now.
But see, you gotta be specific with the question. Are we talking about black culture or just the world?
We're always talking about black culture.
Oh, well, we're talking hip hop culture. Oh, if it's hip hop culture, then it's Nas. No question about it.
So Nas has made, so I'm gonna ask you a question. I'm gonna ask, because you're a businessman. Whose career would you rather have?
Nas.
So you'd rather have...
Nas is still...
Let's be clear.
Still selling out stadiums.
Yep.
Still dropping new music.
Yep.
Still doing what he loves at a high level. At a higher level than he was doing it before.
Agreed. That's true.
It's a good point.
That's true. But
if I look at the sum total...
Career.
Both careers...
If you're throwing in Ashanti, then...
No. Hit me out real quick. The reason why I say careers is because Nas' career has been kind of like slow and steady wins the race. But I don't think at one point in his career was he ever considered the biggest rapper in the world. Right?
Yes.
Am I tripping?
Yes. I would say Stillmatic.
I'm gonna say Stillmatic was the peak. Illmatic was really the peak, but it came.
And it came first,
so he had to kind of come again with right. Still. He had that moment with Stillmatic, but
right.
I just think that you can say I manage this career artist, but it's nothing like saying I manage the guy who sold 10 million records his first album. Who, and by the way, he didn't even have the hype to do it. Like when 50 did it, we all knew 50 was going to sell
right.
10 million. He had the entire game on Smash.
No.
Nelly sold 10 million.
Under the radar.
Like nobody, that's what Jay was like, only dude selling units, M Pimp Juice and us. Like Nelly at one point in time was that guy selling records. So I would rather manage a Nelly than a Nas.
Mm.
I'm sorry. It's like, am I tripping? Like
I gotta be honest with you. If you're looking at it in terms of, yes, that he had a great run.
Yes.
Is the run over?
Whose?
Nelly's.
No.
It's not.
Nah. Because, I mean, he's been.
I mean, he can still be Nelly. He can still be Nelly.
What was the last project?
I'm saying he's been in the country music the whole time.
You copped his last project?
We're talking about his
career. What was his last album?
I ain't copped Nas' last project, though. But I mean,
last album.
Listen.
Last album.
You know the sum total of his career. And I get it. I understand Nas. I understand the pioneer thing. But when you look at a career, because we were talking about, like, Kanye, Jay-Z, mm-hmm. right? Jay-Z's obviously Rockefeller, all these kind of things. Kanye introduced Yeezys to the world. So are we just talking about music or just a man's presence and his impact on the world? I feel like Nelly had a bigger impact on the world. Nas is the guy that you're like, you can't leave him out of the annals of hip hop. No. If it, not for Nas.
I'm not sure I can agree with that because, okay. Nelly's marketability carried him further than his lyrics would.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Nas, who could have easily got, you know, can we get Lauryn Hill on this hook? Can we get such and such, such and such? Chose to stick to
What's good, y'all? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Coach Referee. And I want to ask you, are you ever frustrated with uploading a video to YouTube and you get no views? I know I was when I first started. If you're a music artist and you have your own podcast or your content creator, look no further. WAM Promotions has gotten you covered. They specialize in high-end targeted YouTube campaigns that deliver real views, real subscribers, and most importantly, real growth. So if you're struggling with real organic YouTube growth, I'm here to tell you to go on WAM Promotions and use the promo code GODS and receive 20% when you check out. Tell them Ray sent you, you got 20% off. Let's go, guys. I'm looking to see you guys on the charts. Let's go.
The grassroots of hip-hop. And arguably, is still one of the best.
True.
To this day.
So I got a quick question.
Longevity.
As a rapper, who's a better lyricist musically? Do you think it's J. Cole or Drake? Because I feel like we're having the same conversation. I feel like 20 years from now, they'll say J. Cole was like lyrically that, but Drake was more commercially vibe.
Drake is a better lyricist than J. Cole.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay.
I'd say so.
Am I tripping? Anybody in the room?
I'm not mad at that. I've heard certain Drake verses that I was like,
y'all niggas ain't really catching what he's saying.
Yeah, yeah. You get what I'm saying?
J. Cole to me is overrated as a rapper. To me, like, no, hit me out.
You don't like.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I think J. Cole is dope. I just think because he presents himself, like when Jay said, just because he wear a kufi don't mean that he nice. He right. Just a nigga, just because he use big words don't mean he nice. To me, J. Cole fits the quintessential rapper who you have to like. If you don't like him, you are a hater.
No.
If you don't like J. Cole, you are a hater.
I disagree.
Okay, go ahead.
I disagree. I think J. Cole was meticulous in carving out his market of life experiences. It's like you grew up with him.
Okay, exactly.
You dig what I'm saying?
For sure.
Now, I'm not, you know, riding with the homies and playing, you know,
on the bikes.
The first time I had sex with a girl song, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're not, but it's a song that when you listen to it, it takes you somewhere.
Yes.
And I think a lot of his bigger records or the records that hit here, it takes you somewhere.
Yeah.
So he's very skilled at taking a life experience and kind of like, we all went through this.
But that's true.
Right.
That doesn't mean he's a lyricist. That just means he's great at formulating words.
Man, did you hear his last project?
I think he's overrated as a rapper to me. I think he's dope, but I think that we like more about who he is than we like his music.
So I'm gonna say this then.
I can't agree. He's been murdering niggas on features.
I'm gonna say this because I want to bring it back into focus. Everybody here knows basketball. So Allen Iverson, if you know basketball, you know he pioneered some shit. He's a GOAT. Never won a chip, right? But because of Allen Iverson, you got the AIs, the D Roses, Nas, AI. I think Nelly won a chip. It makes it more commercial, more fashionable. But you can't take shit away from AI's game if you know the game. You're like, if not for AI, you don't have little dudes with handles, da da da, that kind of thing. I feel like you gotta respect him in that degree. But
respect J. Cole.
No, Nas. I'm likening Nas to AI. I'm saying that he's a pioneer of the damn game. I get it. I understand. What I'm saying is he commercially. I'm from the South. Bro, snag it, bang it, don't bang that
gavel.
Listen to me. South. I'm going to tell you where I'm going. Nas wasn't that to us. He wasn't. In the South, it was like we respected it, but he wasn't that because he wasn't. He was never, okay, Illmatic. Other than that, he was never really that dude. Like it.
Who, J. Cole?
No, Nas.
He was never that dude.
He was never that dude.
Nas is always that dude.
Not to us, it's walking outside.
What is he doing? Did you hear what
he was never that dude.
He said Nas was never that dude.
Now you can bang that down.
Hold on.
Bang it now.
You mean to tell me Nas is not that dude?
You think that.
Don't come to Queens, my guy. Don't come to Queens.
walking off the stage.
Yeah, that's kind
of
crazy.
Was Nas ever regarded the greatest rapper of his time?
Yes!
When?
What?
When Illmatic came out. Brian, when Illmatic came out, Nas was considered...
Not in the South.
Yo, you
we
wanted,
did not. We never considered you, that you one the of them MC Hammer niggas.
You one of them MC Hammer niggas.
No, listen.
I can tell, bro.
Nas was considered one of the greats, bro.
No, one of the greatest.
What?
One
the of greatest. The greatest.
Okay. And I
Biggie, Jay Z, and Nas.
Biggie, Jay Z, and Nas.
Biggie, Jay Z, and Nas.
Let me say this. I ain't trying to start no basketball.
Biggie, Tupac, and Nas.
Okay. And this is something that Stephen A. said the other day.
No, bring it forth, baby.
Hold on. At no point in time, when Michael Jordan was considered the greatest, was he never not considered the greatest when he was playing? Same thing with Kobe. Once he took it, he had to retire to not be considered the greatest. LeBron James has played, and there are times where he gets compared. Can KD be in the conversation? Can this be? I don't think there was ever a time where Nas was like, I'm the guy to beat.
Yes, he was.
Maybe for New York.
Bro, Nas's first album, Illmatic, is considered the greatest debut rap
album.
Holy
Grail. You think when that album
the Holy, Holy Grail of rap.
This is where we will go from here on.
Go ahead, B.
I disagree.
You don't think that he was always, because
listen, I'm about to change my travel plans from New York to somewhere else, and I disagree.
Yeah, definitely. I'm telling you.
No. So you really believe that though.
I really believe that. I believe he's one of the greatest of all time.
He's been considered in the top.
I don't listen to what I'm saying. I think that he is a great rapper. I think that other rappers exist because of him. I don't ever believe that he was the world said. Greatest rapper in the game right now is Nas. I don't think
they did. And when Illmatic came out,
Five Mics.
I'm not saying
he wasn't among the greatest rappers that were in the game. I don't think he was ever regarded. You're the guy to beat.
What?
Yes, he was.
Okay.
Yes, he was. Jay wouldn't have battled him.
That's
my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I know why he's saying that.
Why?
Because his reign on top was short like leprechauns. If there wasn't a Biggie.
But Biggie probably got 15 seconds. But it was there though.
Yeah.
Okay. He was there. Okay. Like dog. Yeah. Like, I'm not a Nas stan at all. Like I like Nas as a rapper, but you gotta give him props that when Illmatic came out, it changed the rap landscape.
Has Thug ever had that?
Young Thug?
Has Young Thug ever had the time where people say, you the guy to
be? Probably not. Let's go. Where we going today? Yeah. B got eight of my rap niggas. The rap niggas like, who the fuck is this nigga again? What's your name again, bro?
Should have had to wash my hat. Make sure this shit wasn't close to you.
Go ahead.
So, we have a battle rapper here.
It's okay. We need guys like you.
Let's go, Stan. We with you.
Let's go.
No, we with you. Go ahead.
So, you're a battle rapper. You know all about dissing people. Mm-hmm. But what is the most disrespectful diss song of all time? What do you think?
The most disrespectful? Mm-hmm. It's between Ether, No Vaseline, and Meet the Grams.
Mm. Ether, No Vaseline, Meet the Grams. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Oh, Super Ugly. I got to throw Super Ugly.
You know
what?
Four.
Super Ugly is number one.
Okay.
Super Ugly is number one.
Oh, wow.
Right. Shout out to Jay-Z.
What did he say in there that was Super
Shout
Ugly?
Shout out to Evil Hove.
What did he say? What did he say? What did he say on Super Ugly?
Evil Hove is a real thing.
What would he say on Super Ugly that you said? This? What did he say?
I left condoms in the baby seat, bro. Like, whoa. You got to die.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Is that worse than... That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. I not only fucked your bitch, but I left a condom in the baby seat where your daughter's sitting. That's crazy.
Man, this nigga.
You gotta die.
Dog. But here's the thing.
Nigga, the rap battle's over.
But here's the thing.
Somebody drop an Addy on this thing. That's crazy.
They're the same concept.
No, it's not.
Now, hear me out real quick. Let me tell you why. They're both coming at females. So when he says so super ugly, he said, I fucked your baby mom and left a condiment in the car seat. That's disrespectful. This nigga actually said, now here's the thing. If that's your baby mama, you really are kind of like, well, shit, she a hoe, I guess.
Stop.
Nigga, this nigga said, that's why I fuck your bitch.
No, nigga, stop.
You have to go to her house now.
Hey, no, stop.
We have to fight.
No, stop. I think- no, hold on. Let's visualize this.
Paint the picture.
A couple of you guys been there before. I never really had that type of experience. Not like that, but find out your girl cheating. Oh, heartbroken. You got your daughter in your hand, you open up the car. You look in the baby seat, and you see a rubber right there.
Ooh.
Just a used condom.
But that's her fault, though.
There is still something in the condom.
No, I agree.
It's but here's sitting in the baby seat. Nigga, somebody got to die, son.
I didn't get to this until y'all talked about it. But and I know this is going to set you off. Somebody sits Lil Raymond down and says, hey, but that ain't shit. You understand? That man said, your daddy ain't shit.
Hear me out. He's
you're talking to women, grown-ass women. All right, cool, the baby. See, I get that, and you're right. But a nigga looking at your child, like the world, he said in front of the world, your daddy ain't shit.
Yeah, Meet the Rams is there. It was tough.
That shit crazy.
The most disrespectful rap record of all time is, I ain't got no motherfucking friends. That's why I fucked your, like, to me, like, I remember that came out, and I remember thinking, like, somebody's gonna die. Like when you, it's like funny, my point right? is that, like, I haven't heard when I heard all the diss records, when I heard the Euphoria, I thought that, by the way, I think Euphoria is the best diss song. But when I heard Euphoria, and I'm like, nothing that I heard made me say, oh, he got to do something about that. When you hear Tupac say, first off, fuck your bitch in the click you claim. Like, he literally set the tone. Like nigga, you ever seen that video? It's a video. You'll appreciate this. It's a video, in a New York video, where this dude is in the house, and he tells the woman, the dude is in the house, and he says, yo, man, could you calm down, man? My kid's in this house. And he said, nigga, fuck you and your kids. I'll kill that little motherfucker too right now, nigga. And I remember thinking, like, he has to die at that very moment. Yeah. If you say something, if you left a condom in the car seat, she ain't shit. She ain't shit.
He ain't shit.
He ain't shit either. But if you left, nigga, if you fucking, if you said you fucked my wife on record, and I just did a song with her, I just bragged on how I got Faith Evans now. I'm up. And this nigga said he fucked my wife?
No.
Yeah, but she grown. No. He talking to a kid that idolizes his pops.
You talking about Meet the Grams?
Yeah. No way. Okay. That didn't do it for me.
Bruh.
That didn't do it for me.
All right, I got a question, though, because before we get too far.
I just want to ask the room. You go to pick up your kid.
Oh.
Right? And you waiting outside because your baby mom's ain't there yet. She pulls up.
This is New York. This is like, New York, nigga. This is New York shit.
You can get out the back seat. And you go, you're like, okay. Hey, princess, how you doing? You pick up, and then you look. And there's a used condom right under her. Nah, bro. Ain't no topping that. Ain't no top. That's.
I'm just telling y'all.
So I know what you said.
Listen.
But from your perspective.
Math, I'm in a car with you. We talking. We driving. The song comes out. Where he says, I left a baby in your car seat. I'm going to look at you like, you good? But I'm going to look at you like, man, fuck this nigga.
Yeah.
That shit might not be true.
Oh, no.
Hit me out.
The thing is, everyone knew.
Hit me out. But when you hear, I fucked your bitch. I'm in a car with her. I look over at her like, is this motherfucking true? Nigga, whatever she says, my heart is taken from my body. What if she says no, my heart left my body. If she says yes, it's true, my heart left my body. Somebody has to die if you say you fucked my woman.
Either way, man, that's like, you know.
Or if you say you fucked my woman, it's like, did he say that?
Listen, man, if Drake walks into
to, you know, his son's room, and Kendrick is there whispering in his ear all the shit that he said on Meet the Brands. Somebody still gotta die, bro. Like, so these are the disrespectful records. So,
given the moment, right? Consider the time. You got Big and Pac, mm-hmm. you got NWA and Q, you got Drake and Kendrick. Which one was the biggest got him? Which one was the biggest, like, nigga, you got, we got you?
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Make the right call for the right Medicare Advantage benefits. Go to MedMutual.com/review to schedule your free Medicare plan review with Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
I don't think nothing was bigger than what Kendrick did to Drake. I think.
No, but we talking about Meet the Grams, or we talking about just battle?
No, I'm talking about like battle across the board. I'm saying like, which was the biggest? Damn, that nigga got you, cuz.
Dog, when the nigga said, like, first of all, you gotta understand from the battle how I took it. When the nigga starts saying, nigga, I hate you because you, I hate the women you fuck with because they make you think they confuse themselves.
It's the real women.
And that, when he said, that's not how I feel, that's what the culture feeling. At that moment, we got to fight. I need everybody to call everybody I know. Who the fuck feel this way?
Also, you have to take into account, he took the pop out. Sometimes you got to pop out and show niggas. Took it and made it an event on Juneteenth. Had every athlete, Bloods, Crips alike, congregating, saying Drake was a pedophile all on one night. I mean,
I want to debate that because
let's go.
Insane.
I don't think that line was calling Drake a pedophile.
No, I'm not saying the line. I'm just saying everybody's singing a song that's perpetuating the fact.
Probably
that
a minor.
Yes, a minor. Everybody.
But he's talking about his boy.
Stadium.
Your man got a weird case. Why is he around? You the certified lover boy. He's the certified
pedophile.
Okay.
So. I take issue with going that far. Like, damn.
So you think Kendrick went too far? Like in your opinion, would he?
No, I think Kendrick did what he was up against the
monster. I was about to say, if Drake did it, it would have probably been he went too far. But you was up against King Goat, my nigga. Like, you can't beat him. First of all, you gotta make us see him differently. We gotta change our thought process when that nigga name comes up. Right. To the point where now when his name comes up, niggas is like Drake, for example, can't fuck with a girl that's under 30 no more.
No question. He can, but I mean it's
if the nigga, no, real talk, if he comes out with a 25-year-old, like he put the title on you. He got you, bro. Like,
who you supposed to do? In the beginning. He's not a battle rapper. It's like a line.
But he didn't say that when he was battling.
But this is what I'm saying.
Nigga.
Okay.
When he's battling Meek Mill, he loves every second of it.
I feel you, but that was like, that was a record battle. Like, I feel like Kendrick was ready. It's like a line from Rocky. Apollo Creed told Rocky, "You fight good, but I'm a good fighter." And I think that Kendrick is a battle rapper who went up against a commercial rapper.
You fucking, you bugging.
Drake went right.
You bugging.
No,
you bugging.
You tripping. It's just the angles.
It's dog.
Strengthen the angles.
Dog, he went at him. He literally took him down. He did exactly what you need to do when you fight the giant. He put doubt around him and his whole team.
I agree.
Nigga,
I
like, when Drake walks up with his friend, it's like, why is he around? Imagine being a he, my nigga. Why is he around?
Beware Kenny. Because once he starts doing that psychologist voice, It's like everybody gets hypnotized. Like,
yes.
No, that's my point. I don't think Drake could have beat him. That's what I'm saying.
You ain't going to beat him.
I don't think he could have beat him.
He couldn't beat him.
Yeah.
Listen, bro, it's like, what's happening here? This is how the battle went.
And it just stays in your head.
This is how the battle went. Here go Drake. Nigga, that's why you got on a tight shirt, nigga.
You're short.
Tight shirt and it's short. Nigga, here go Kendrick saying, your mother don't love you. Like, nigga, at that point, we got the bitch. Did y'all talk about how you're a father? You don't know about being a dad, do you, nigga? Hold on, nigga. Hey, nigga, this nigga, are you serious?
He's taking it too far.
You went too far, nigga. Like, you talking about my mama, nigga? Like, nigga, what, nigga?
Your man touch kids.
Come on, man.
Oh, man.
Come on, man. I just can't do it. And I think, you know, and in my opinion, I think that Miss Graham, the Graham's record was the most disrespectful record. Yeah. I listened as a hip hop fan and I was like, damn, but I listened also as a father. And I was like, nah, that nigga went too far with that. Like,
yeah,
we got to fight, definitely. My nigga. Like, you talking about my motherfucking kid, nigga. My kid is, when I walk in the house, my kid is called me bitch. It's a bitch, man. What you gonna say to your kids? What? I'm a fool. You ain't do that to Kendrick. Bro, you got eight alive, bro. Like, I'm sorry. I'm just
to be honest,
I don't know if he could come back. I think the only way he comes back is if he thinks like an American. And I think he's too arrogant to think like that right now. He need to be really trying to figure out, like, what did this guy do? Like, why are 8-year-old kids in class singing probably a minor? Like, why are they participating?
No, what Drake has to do, and I hope you're listening. You have to reconnect.
Mm.
You have to reconnect. Okay, you are the GOAT, you were the giant, you were the monster of the industry. And I got chopped down.
In front of everybody.
Now we need to see the human again. We need to see the guy that, you know, ran out because his mom's was about to leave and she was crying in his shirt. And, you know, we need that Drake again. Yep. We need the sensitive guy. Tell me what happened. Tell me why you like this. Tell me why you don't fuck with girls that's a certain age. Tell me why, you know what I'm saying? Like, what happened with all these chicks that we saw you around? Did they break your heart? Did you find out they were, what, tell us, like, let us reconnect with who you are.
Yes.
We gotta find that guy again.
Agreed.
Because right now we're just looking at a dead giant that we don't really relate to. But if he was to, let me double back and go back to the Drake who was upset because his girl wouldn't play his music in the car.
Yes, the anger.
You know what I'm saying? The guy that was like, yo, man, they doing me wrong out here, yo.
Yeah, he got a good chance.
Are they doing you wrong too? Yeah, they did me wrong too.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're right.
We need that guy.
But go ahead. Son.
That Drake, or he was dropping hints that he was looking for a round two. Do you think that it would be smart for him to try? I don't think that Kendrick will do it, but do you even think that it would be smart for him to even try that angle?
Them superpowers getting minimized, man. getting neutralized, you know. Look, man, stay away from that nigga and his psychologist voice.
Yes, nigga.
He's going to hypnotize the world into hating your fucking guts, bro.
Nigga, when that nigga said, we hate you, nigga, I'm the biggest hater. I hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk. I hate the way that you dress. Nigga, you know he got some shit to address. Like, what?
Surprise, he sent me a feature request. Like, just the emphasis that he put on, I hate the way that you dress. Like, if you listen to it, he went up on that. Like,
what is it, the braids? Like, this nigga was mad.
Okay.
What? I love this rap shit.
Yeah.
What we got?
Our final question for you is, there's been a lot of talk. These guys like to talk a lot about female rap and
the state of it.
In the state of female rap.
I love Sexy Red.
Me too.
I love Sexy Red. Sexy Red, I love you. I love you.
Shameless look. But what age do you think is appropriate for?
Because you got daughters.
Yeah, I got daughters. So at what age do you think that you would allow them to listen to female rap?
I like never years old. See, the female rap, it's not for my daughters. Mm-hmm.
It's for everyone else's. You know what I mean?
It's not for I like that. I like that. That's actually really good.
Oh my.
It's not like, my kids.
You know. If I'm in a strip club, you know, she's 27 years old. She's somebody's daughter. Hey, you like that shit. But I think, you know, most fathers are not comfortable with that shit. We don't want
to
hear
that. How would your daughter have to be for you to let her listen to this rap music?
I'm with him. It doesn't exist.
Never years old.
When we were kids, we used to frown on censorship.
You know it's fucked up when you, you know your music is messed up when it's too explicit for adults.
Yeah.
Nigga, you can't even say an adult. Like, it's like, as I wouldn't want my grown daughter listening to. And by the way, we've done some hit female records. Like, I got some under my belt, but I just won't want my daughter listening to it. I just don't want to listen to it. I don't want Miyoki hearing that shit about, like, how good your shit is and how niggas I just won't want my daughter around that. Like, having a daughter changes a man. I ain't gonna lie, bro. That's
There's no female artist that y'all would ever listen to.
Lauren. Thank God for Lauren.
So I got a question. Should it still exist? I'm asking Ray this question.
Should it still exist?
What?
Of course.
Should it be? So it's for us. It's for the niggas. It's not for them.
No, it's like he said, it's just not for our family.
Yeah. I feel that, but general consensus is it's not for your family because it's too much. So if it's too much, is it too much?
General consensus is most strippers have daddy issues.
That's real.
It's true.
That's real.
When you go to the strip club, are you taking advantage of their daddy issues?
Are men... That's a great question.
Is that what you're doing? I know you fucked up. That's why you here. Take this money.
Because, Brian, you do like hoes.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just saying. I need you to be on it.
No, I want to get deep.
Because last time I said that men were part of the problem, y'all tried to come down on me, and he just confirmed it. So I will not be gambling on it.
I'm just making points. I'm on y'all side. All I'm saying is that my kid ain't listening though. I don't even want my son listening to that shit. Not let alone my daughter. I just think it's toxic. Let me ask you a question. I have to ask you a question. Math, do you think hip hop, this is really good for you especially. Do you think hip hop has done more damage to our community or has it done more good?
Oh, this is Dr. Umar response.
Yep.
Man, I think that America is such a crazy place. And we can actually blame degenerative traits of a society on music. Like, picture like someone in the Ukraine saying, it was the music that brought this war.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? Or France burning down because it was the record industry. It's like, what are we doing? Why do we keep putting music in front of government policies and fucking malicious plans to bring down our environment? Why do we keep putting the music there and saying, it's not the music. It's not the music.
It's the people.
I love Eminem. I also love my mother. Eminem. I also love my mother. You dig what I'm saying?
That's a really good point.
He had 5-6 albums hating his mom. Yes. Killing her and doing up. You know what I'm saying? I was in love during those times. My baby mom was cool. You know what I'm saying?
That's not
the fucking music. Now, when we create an avenue and we show you like, well, if you behave like this, we'll reward you with this. Now, where the music may play a part.
Got you.
But the only reason a kid would take that road is because there aren't many others that he can take.
I ain't gonna lie, that was the first time you changed my mind on it, because my whole opinion was different. I never looked at it like that. Are you just an alpha male that can stand on that business? You understand what I'm trying to say?
I get it. Because
some people might hear it and be like, I hate my mom. And then be like, well, I hate my mom. Because Eminem hated his mom. Now, don't get me wrong. You ain't weak like that. But like, can someone else say that was their story?
And again, I think the person that would say that
didn't grow up with the role models. Might not have had the dad. Like, I mean, you know, my pops was here and there. So yeah, music did influence me on how I dressed.
Yeah.
I took certain jewels from the music.
Yeah.
But as far as lifestyle, that was my choice. And I made that choice based on what was in my environment. Had I been in the suburbs, and I don't think drug dealing and robbing and all that shit.
It wasn't even a big part, nope.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Sure. I got a dentist next door who drives a Lamborghini. Oh, so what do?
Yeah.
You fix teeth and shit? Oh,
you got
cool.
a Lamborghini? Shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Is the messaging lopsided now, though?
The message is always going to be lopsided when you come to when you're talking about impoverished environments where record labels love to prey on young artists from this environment. Because what the fuck do they know?
And I think to your point, though, it's easy. Black people are always the scapegoat, the blame. So it's easier to say it's the rap music because that's where the most black people are. You know, it's an industry that is garnered by our culture. So it's easy to say it's not the labels. Like you said, the labels is putting guns in the hands of the, you know, for the videos. So right. they're perpetuating this idea and putting the money in their hands to further perpetuate the idea to our culture. But I think it's just, as you said, it's just easier to blame us as it is.
In hip hop to us is a way of life. To young white kids, it's just entertainment.
That's a great point.
Right.
Because I want to talk about this.
Go ahead.
So Post Malone is a good point in all of this. And so he's blaming black culture and hip hop for him being an alcoholic. And now we're seeing him revert back to being white. He going to country. And we see this like with the Kardashians. They're taking the shots out of their butts and they're reverting back to their whiteness. Miley Cyrus did the same. They used our culture.
Who took the shots out there?
Kim Kardashian. All the Kardashians. Yeah, all of them did. And so we
they
see
their asses
look the same.
Yeah, their asses this. Is gone.
But we see this idea of like where white people come in, make money off of our culture, and then revert back. But how do we stop culture vulturing in our community?
Culture vultures. That's a good question.
We get blamed for it at the end of it all. It was toxic. It was this, that. You hear that once they revert back to their whiteness. But when you was in it, you making the money off of it, it was everything.
I mean, we can call these people culture vultures, but I think at the root of all of these artists, they were fans. You know? And maybe someone in a boardroom told them, well, you get a little bit further if you appealed more to, you know, this, and you know they change things or whatever. But I don't think that they, like, culture vultures. That's a tough thing to define. Like, what exactly is a culture vulture if you're allowed into the culture?
That's real. I think it's somebody that doesn't have good intent for it. Someone that wants to be in the culture but doesn't have good intent. Someone that wants to be a part of it, but like when we walk in these rooms, we understand we have a responsibility to each other because we know, like when we hear a song, we like, nigga, you know you can get into some shit behind this record. Like we just understand.
Right.
I think when you're like, they can't do nothing to me, I'm not one of them. To me, that's when you're a culture vulture. To me, that's what I would say, I don't know.
I mean, I feel that. I think the apathy with executives, it's like the Breakfast Club interview with Lior, where they said, you know, he was speaking about black culture and empowering your communities, and then...
And he said, I gotta eat.
Yeah, and then Charlamagne was like, but do you perpetuate that? He's like, well, I got mouths to feed, I gotta da-da-da. So it's the attitude towards it. So you gotta empower your own community, and the tutelage has to be there. Because again, a check is a powerful thing.
I mean, it's... There's no right or wrong. You just have to make sure, I mean, you put yourself in a position where you can't be duped. And I think the reason why people are able to say, you're black, you know, rap music this and rap music that, it's because we're in a weakened state and we're not aware of the powers that be that's actually
Yes.
Doing the harm to our environment.
Exactly.
You get what I'm saying?
I agree. Totally agree.
So
who would you say? Who would you say, B? Would you say it does more damage or not?
I'm gonna defer to his answer because it's as a whole, yeah, and I'm gonna tell you why. Because of the reason why both of you won't let your daughters listen to the most popular music that's out right now in hip hop.
Most popular female music.
Female music, but arguably some of the most popular music. If you say Meg Thee Stallion, Cardi, and some of the major hits that they have, that you're just like, my daughter's not listening to that. So it's like, it's there, right? So a label is doing it, people are creating, and you're like, in the public's eye, I'm in the music business. How you doing? You had a great year? Cool. My daughter's not listening to that shit, though.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? So, yeah.
So what, think it does what, more what's more, what does more damage in a household? Rap music or single-parent household?
Well, that depends on the single parent, I think. I mean, because you can have a stable single parent.
Single parent. It's not even close. Single parents have done more, like a mother being in a house with, it's more little boys. Like, let me get an example. If you can tell a young man that has his dad in his life. Like, if you go look at the NWA movie, right? The only person that wasn't willing to sign what was put in his face was Ice Cube. Because Ice Cube had his dad in his life. Remember, his dad was like, we ain't going nowhere. So to me, I think that single parent households have done more damage than hip hop has. Don't kill me, black women.
This is what I'm saying.
Oh, they're going to kill you for this.
That was a good question.
Single parentage, we always focus on the parent that stayed. Never the motherfucker that got up and left.
Well,
and y'all don't
well, give well, y'all there's a reason why a nigga leave, though. There's a reason why a nigga leave, though.
Hold them accountable.
But there's a reason why a nigga leave.
That's not.
But that's besides.
She's gonna use it.
That's not the only reason households are single parent households.
It's not the only single parent households. You're right, but I knew.
No, she shut us up.
I knew where it was going right when y'all brought it up. I already knew y'all was gonna start coming at women.
No, it's not. It's not coming at women, but it is speak. It is speaking about the discrepancies that are in our community. And
absolutely.
As three men, usually the parent that's not in the house is the father. As three men, we can own the damage that comes with it. Like, I think that women should more be paying attention. Why did these three men without a doubt say, oh, absolutely. Like, we've seen something. We know something.
And as three men,
but
why y'all not talking to the men that's not in their child's life?
But you're saying that, like, we're not talking about the household where the father is raising the child also.
Yeah.
Okay, but y'all focus on women. Y'all brought up women.
No, you focused on women.
You
made it sound. We didn't say that.
But look, y'all not the guys like me in the beginning, like it wasn't what it was. Rewind
the tape.
Okay.
I do have one.
Rewind the tape.
Before you make
it. I said single parent also.
You said single parent.
I want to get you say
single mother.
I know.
These are dads, right?
And
you're in the music business.
Go ahead.
Here's a question. Okay. Is there a responsibility? Because again, take it back to the core. Like, let's take the single families out of it for a second. Both of you unanimous in saying, my daughter can't listen to that. You said never. Mm-hmm. Is there a responsibility to curb that type of music in the music business then?
No, I'll be honest with you. Okay.
Why you looking at me, nigga?
We in the music business.
Look at me, nigga. I ain't in this shit.
Right. Music business.
Right. Exactly. I want nothing to do with this conversation.
In the same way that you wouldn't let your kids, you wouldn't let your five-year-old watch the brand new Evil Dead movie because they're going to have nightmares. They're going to be scared. They're going to be, you know, it's going to traumatize them seeing something. Oh, my God. Did this head just come over?
Because you said never.
I said never because I'm, you know.
But never is never.
I'm a dad.
But you know that's what I'm saying. You're a dad.
Now, can I prevent that? No, I can't. Eventually, they will be exposed to something. What I can do is kind of like raise them in a manner where this won't influence them.
So it takes us back to the essence of the question. If it, let's say the ones that it's not censored from. Like, you guys are responsible dads. The dads and the moms that aren't responsible. Listen to what the fuck you want to listen to. Is it having a negative effect to the point to where it should be censored?
Only if you're susceptible to it.
I say yes. It should be censored because, like, dog, I remember my first, I always say this on this show, my first porno, my nigga, I had to, it was a Mission Impossible mission, basically, nigga. I had to get on the bus to the train, nigga, walk 2 miles, knock on the door like this, and then he knocked back, and I knock again, and then let it in, and then still had to be like, I'm good, bro, to buy a movie. All a kid has to do now is say, yes, I'm 18. They have access like never before.
Yeah.
So you understand what I'm trying to say? So it's like, we have to censor it. Yes, that's the answer to the question.
Okay.
It's too easy. It's too accessible. Just because, like, I mean, we were talking to Polo, like, just because we don't, like, it's like when the little girl in the neighborhood that gave head for the first time. Like, she was ostracized by the neighborhood. Oh, she's nasty. Don't kiss her. Oh, we were just too immature to know that in 10 years, every girl gonna be sucking dick.
Yeah.
We were just too immature to know that in 10 years, y'all gonna be making fun of y'all gonna be laughing at her for doing something that y'all, I mean, just being honest.
You remember when eating pussy was taboo? Like,
yes, nigga.
Oh, he eat pussy.
Yeah, he eat pussy.
Now it's
niggas can't wait to put that in the record. Niggas can't wait to tell you how good they eat vagina now. I'm just saying that we have to consider the effect of too much access. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, when my mom, when we was kids, our mom would tell us to leave the room for certain stuff. Don't do that. Cool. Left the room. That was it. Now it's like, you in the room. Shit. They turned up. Sorry to just be honest with you, these kids just turned up. So that's what I would say. Hold on, so we have the guy.
What's good, y'all? This is Ray Daniels, aka the Culture Referee, and I'm here to talk to you about YKTV Magazine, which is the number one magazine for prison entertainment. These prisoners are sitting in jail. They have nothing to do but read these magazines and read your ads, buy your music, support your business, anything that you can do that's online commerce. They already have published over 140 magazines with 36 major artists that have covered it, and I'm giving you an opportunity to advertise in this magazine and get directly to an audience that you know has the time and the money to spend. Info at the bottom, info at the God Show. Holla at us, whether you're an artist, producer, whoever you are. We can help you with your business. Holla at us to get to YKTV.
So this is for Mav. This is kind of like my little section. So Mav, I'm going to give you criteria.
Mm-hmm.
And we have this thing called God rating where we give people like yourself a chance to rate your peers. So, here's how we factor in the God rating.
Mm-hmm.
Lyrics, flow, hits, catalog, longevity, consistency, influence. That's what we factor in when we go to our God rating. Yes. Lyrics, flow, hits, catalog, longevity, consistency, and influence. All right.
Hold on. Before you ask, can I ask this in reverse?
Please.
Based on what he said, who in the industry all time gets a 99? And that's the highest rating.
Jay-Z, Kanye, Drake, Kendrick.
Wow. That's his four.
And you don't have Wayne in there anywhere.
I could easily throw Wayne in there too. Ah, yeah, that's kind of tough. That's kind of tough.
I'll say, here you go. Yeah, this is the last one. What happened? Is that? Oh, you could have just told me, charge it. I would have charged it. I didn't know you could do that. Let go. Yeah, so 99 is Drake, Kendrick, Kanye, Jay.
Lil Wayne. That's the five.
Okay, so now I'm going to ask you some other numbers, names. Where would you put Jadakiss?
Jadakiss is ranked 99 on everything except for maybe selling albums.
Catalog and hits.
Yeah. Selling hits.
Yep. Sorry. So what would you give him?
A 99 and
okay,
else.
99.
You know what I'm saying? He's OP.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay, so what about Future?
Future. It's kind of tough because I've never really looked at Future as a lyricist, but I enjoy his lyrics.
That's what I'm saying. So he doesn't get the full bar for the lyricist, but flow he got.
I don't know if you can include Future in this conversation. I've always looked at Future like he's just in his own category.
Well, like, that's the whole point of the God rating. It's you giving your rating of them like a Madden rating. Like, yeah. What would you rate him?
Future?
Yeah.
In the club, 99.
Snickers. In the club, 99.
But overall, based on everything that he said, like, where you put him? Like, if it's like Matt.
Well, why do we consider Future a rapper?
I think he is a rapper.
What would you consider?
I mean, this guy has ballads with, like, Rihanna. And, like, why do we put him in that category? Future is just Future. Like, this does have a future. Future, this is your lane, and that's it. Like,
what is this about? It's about giving him a rating.
I go 99.
So Future gets a 99. Future?
Yeah, just for, yeah, hell yeah.
Shout out my nigga.
He gets a 95 for me. He gets a 95.
He gets a 95.
Only person that I gave a 99 to was Hov. Ye got a 98. And
Ye
I gave,
got a 98 and Hov got a 98?
Yeah, can I tell you why? Because I think that with Kanye, I took a point off because he hasn't written all his raps. So I had to take a point off for that. And kind of was like, I can't rate him 99 because Jay has written all his lyrics. So it's kind of like, I wanted to give him a 99, a 98. I gave Drake a 97 and I gave Kendrick a 97. And the reason I gave Drake a 97 off was because he didn't write his own stuff either.
So why isn't Kendrick?
Well, because Drake has put out long music consistency. Drake has been more consistent with releasing music. That's why I would put him above. Like, Kendrick released for every three Drake release, Kendrick gives you one. So I'm like, it's hard to put your name on the line.
Right, by what you're saying, Jay-Z and Kendrick should be 99.
Okay. Well, the only reason I wouldn't give it to Kendrick is because Kendrick only dropped 4 albums. You could say 5, he would do 88. But he's not, to me, if he had 2 or 3 more albums that were like up there, I would give it to him. But it takes a lot for someone to swing the bat and miss. Like, it's.
How many Grammys does he have for these albums?
Who?
Kendrick.
Well, I mean, he probably got about, I don't know, how many Grammys does Kendrick have?
Why are we doing that? Because we pick a lot of guys that's like up here. I'm curious to see.
Because if we go on quality or quantity, right? If he drops 4 albums, but 3 of them got the Grammy, and then another guy drops 20 albums and one of them got the Grammy, how do you balance that out?
Well, because that gives you an advantage. Like, but you still got to penalize them. So the reason why I gave Jay 99 is because he has over 10 albums, right? 10 albums, that's hard to do. He's had a career over 30 years and he's been at the top. He's never taken a backseat in his career. Like, he's never like been like not that guy in his career.
Oh no, yes, it was a time.
When?
It was a time.
When Nas, what are you talking about? When Nas and Ether, when?
We just gonna act like we forgot Jay-Z was like, yo, 50 Cent is coming, I'm retiring.
That's true. I'm out of here.
This shit about to get crazy. Enjoy this shit. I'm out of here.
That's true. But I still think that Jay-Z gets... 50 Cent had 2 classic albums. That Before I Self-Destruct was like the end of the beginning of the end. Come on, y'all.
And those 2 classic albums sold about the same as
all Jay-Z
else's.
But I'm not. But
5, 6.
That's
7.
True. But I feel like, what would you get 50?
Damn.
50 gets like a 94 for me.
This shit is really tough, man. I'm from New York, bro. Y'all can't be doing.
But this. Where would you get 50?
But this is my thing. What I put 50 on like a 96. But we would do like we put a bunch of big wigs up there. I'm curious to see what y'all think about like DaBaby. Where would you put DaBaby in a God rating? He's had a good career, but he's not GOAT. So where do you put him?
Like 80, 86.
So where do you put Tip?
94.
Okay.
94.
Yeah, I give Tip 94.
You just guessing numbers, bro. He's like 86.
No, because you know what? Because you know why I'm saying that? Because Tip wasn't as consistent. He did have a dip off.
He went to jail, bro. You can't blame him.
But that's not why I dip off. I'm saying, like, even at this point, like, let me just tell you. Okay, let's be clear, y'all. Future and Tip are around the same age. Mm-hmm. Like, Future's only probably like a year younger than Tip. And his career is doing that. Tip peaked earlier in his career to me. Future figured out what he was, and now he's never gonna go anywhere. Future figured out the science of making hits. T.I. was magical.
Okay.
T.I. was magic.
Raise your hand if anyone else understands.
Here's what I'm gonna say. The reason why I don't Tip deliberately made hits. Tip was trendy for that reason. He deliberately tried to make hits. You understand what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. Like right. When he did Whatever You Like, when he did Live Your Life, when he did and by the way, he missed big on commercial records too. He missed big, like the record he did, Why You Wanna Go and Do That. That was it was cool, but that's because Tip was always aiming for the top. Future's not aiming for the top. Future's just doing him. And if y'all fuck with it at the top, y'all cool. But Tip wanted that. Tip said, I'm the king of the South. Future don't give a fuck about being king of none. He just want to be rich and successful. So I think he's figured out how to do that. He's figured out how to be consistent as Future and make hits. I think Tip, on the other hand, I think his run was, and his music didn't age well. If you listen to Tip's music now, it didn't age well. You could tell, like, I'm going to say some controversy. I'll end it on this one. You know what else catalog didn't age well? I don't even want to look at this thing while I say it. You know what catalog didn't age well? And we'll talk about it. Jay-Z.
You said it didn't age well?
Jay-Z's catalog did not age well, y'all. It did not age well. Like.
I didn't think about that one for a second.
I'm talking about, like, what I mean by that is, like, the influence is still on what's happening right now.
Nah, I can't agree with that.
You think Jay-Z's music aged?
I think classic is the title I would put on that.
No, but what I'm saying is that. Okay, so hear me out. Okay,
I can't play it now.
Let's look at Jay-Z.
When I think of something that didn't age well, means I can't play it now.
Meaning it's not as good today as it was.
Right, like if I'm out of part, like a DJ can do a Jay-Z set to this day.
Let's do this. He can do a Jay-Z set. Now let's look at his catalog. Blueprint, classic, right? Mm-hmm. Blueprint 2, he had to do a 2.1.
Hard Knock was classic?
Huh? No. Hard Knock Life, classic. But what I'm saying is like Life and Time of Sean Carter, Volume 1, Volume 2, I mean, Big Pimpin' is on there, maybe Do It Again is on there, and then Give It To Me, but then it's like
you're going
six of other records is like, And then if you look at Magna Carta, Holy Grail,
so we shouldn't Kingdom look at Come, Nas's catalog at all then.
Huh?
We shouldn't look at Nas's catalog at all then.
Oh, of course not.
I'm just saying.
In this case. No, but hear me out. But listen, think about it. Because I'm working on something. I'm going to listen to his music. And I'm like, he really is kind of like, his music just didn't age well. Like, to me, I just don't think he.
I disagree. I think there's a lot of classic songs in within that catalog.
But I'm saying that his albums had about 5 good records each on it. Black Album, Blueprint, and Blueprint 3.
I might have to need a room. Have
over,
I might have to need a room.
No, let's do it. Let's go through it.
Yo, one, let's go I through it. To
no,
do
no,
with
no,
this.
Matt.
We in ATL, and he tried to get me to say Nelly was better than Nas.
Oh, my God. Hold on, Matt.
Set up.
Matt, hear me out. Okay, so I'm about to go through Jay-Z's discography, right? Let's talk about what's classic and what's not, right? I'm going through his discography. Reasonable Doubt, classic.
Classic.
We can agree to that, right? Okay, cool. In My Lifetime, Volume 1.
Classic.
I Know What Girls Like. Hey, the City Is Mine.
Streets Is Watching.
Yes, but then he also got Who You
Pre-game. With. Pre-game.
He got Always Be My Sunshine.
All right, yeah, we knew what he was, you know,
trying to do. That's my point. Right. Because he was trying to chase so much success, it made it very difficult for him to have a consistent. That's all I'm saying. When you chase, you know how this is. When you chase a success, you miss. You miss because you're chasing.
But you must love me.
Hold on. In my lifetime, Volume 2, Hard Not Life, classic. I give you that.
All the way.
Life and Times of Sean Carter, mid.
You think so? Run those records?
Hold on. Real Do quick. It Again, Dope Man. So Do It Ghetto. Again.
Okay.
The Things You Do with Mariah is hot. Snoopy track with Juvenile. No, that song was terrible. He Go Day. That shit is terrible, my nigga. Come on now. Come on now.
You didn't like it.
Come on now. Come on now.
You didn't like it.
Is That Your Bitch? Good. Mm-hmm. UGK Big Pimpin'. But like it don't have a soul. It don't
to
have
this day,
to go to.
I'm just saying. You in a club and you hear
That's true. It's Big Pimpin', though. Yeah, I get you.
That's what I'm saying. Look, but listen.
But he's saying the album.
But hear me out. I'm gonna say five songs. Right. Let me take out my five. Do It Again.
Mm-hmm.
Big Pimpin'. Is That Your Bitch? Anything? I love that record.
Anything.
What you want to add? Dope Man.
Yeah.
I mean, after that, you don't really have much to go with. Lot Rock, La Familia. The album, Change the Game, I Just Want to Love You, Streets Is Talking, This Can't Be Life, Get Your Mind Right, Mommy, Stick to the Script, it starts going a little bit down, Guilty Until Proven Innocent, Parking Lot Pimping. That one is on a Blueprint classic.
Dynasty was it.
Blueprint 2, Skipping the Curse, it was all right. He had to do a 2.1. He had to take 12 songs off. Black Album, classic.
Right.
Hold on. Kingdom Come. Okay. Hold on.
What was the okay? What was it?
I looked at him. He did like, hold on, listen, let's do it. You got Show Me What You Got, yeah. Lost Ones, 30-something, Hollywood Would Be, and then you talking about like Trouble, Dig a Hole, Minority Report, Beast Chair. These records is like, boom. They duds. So, by the way, I'm a Jay fan. Hold on.
It's a dud in what way?
American Gangster.
Not good.
Once you go from Prey, No Hook, Hello Brooklyn, Rock Boys, Ignorant Shit, Say Hello.
I love Jay.
Blue Magic. This album is
solid.
It's solid. Hold on. Let me see. The Blueprint 3, yes. A classic.
Yo.
Hold on. What is this? Hold on. Watch the Throne. That was Jay album. We good. Come on, nigga. Don't fuck. Come on. Magna Carta, Holy Grail. Fuck me, you know I got it. Time for Picasso, baby. Holy Grail, Somewhere in America. Once you start getting the beaches better, nickels and dimes.
He's giving philosophy. Though.
I get it, but that doesn't mean. I'm just saying. 444, classic to me. Dog, if you really pay attention, he really didn't have it like we think he did. Like, he just was the God MC surrounded by other shit that made it bigger and bigger. And by the way, he deserves it.
All right.
I just gave four classic albums.
This is what I'm going to say. This is what I'm going to say. There's a message in every song. And yes, Jay knew, okay, I need a couple hit records on this, so I'm gonna make sure it's available.
True. That's true. Now, that's true. For sure.
I don't have to make an album full of hits because it's not digestible to the people I really want to talk to.
Yes.
Dig what I'm saying? So when you say, this record, that, yeah, but there are gems in all of those records that you're skipping that you might have taken and been like, oh, you didn't even name a lower.
And that's, I said a classic that's album.
Our
that,
shit.
That's a but I said that's a classic album.
Right.
Black album.
But if you would have heard it on the radio, you'd have been like, what is this? You know what I'm saying? But it's what he's saying in those records.
That's true.
So with Jay, I would leave that alone.
It doesn't have any, it doesn't rank.
I mean, commercial success is commercial success. If you want to be a commercial artist, that's cool. But I mean, in this day and time, we have records like Benny the Butcher that you've never heard on the radio.
Yes.
But has a career. Conway, West Side Gun. You know what I'm saying? Like there's a plethora of artists you will never hear on the radio who are dropping dope shit.
I got a question for you, Lock and Load That Gavel. Who do you think is a better rapper, Nas or Andre 3 Stacks?
Nas.
What?
Bang that gavel.
Nas.
Bang that gavel.
Nas.
Nas does not have a better verse than Andre's verse on International Players Anthem.
Hell no.
Nas does not have a better verse than Jay's verse on International Players. I mean, than Dre's verse on International Players Anthem. Tell me mine. I'm looking at your man in the background. My,
is he crazy?
Does he have a better verse than that? Well, give me a Nas verse that's better than Jay than Dre's verse on International Players Anthem.
You won't.
Won't?
You won't.
You won't.
You won't.
Let's see.
I'm looking at your man. I'm looking at you.
The slug. See, before gusto, your lugs blow. I didn't know until I was drunk, though. You freak niggas played out. Get fucked and ate out. Prostitute turned bitch. I got the gauge out.
That is not better than.
96 rays are made out.
That is not better than.
I know that better than the verse you're talking about. What?
I apologize if this message gets you down, but I CC'd every girl that I see around town. Hate to see y'all frowning, but I'd rather see her smiling. Witness all around me, true, but I'm no island. Peninsula, maybe. Makes no sense, I know crazy. Give up all this pussy cat that's in my lap, no looking back. Spaceships don't come equipped with rearview mirror. Like, dog.
It is so, the most so you just player. Need a verse that's more popular than that.
Huh?
You just need a verse that's more popular than that.
Give me one.
Better.
Better and more popular.
Brace yourself for the main event. Y'all impatiently waiting.
Look at the room. Look at the room.
What's the result?
Look at the room.
Not positive.
Matt, look at the room.
Who's the best? Pac, Nas, and Big. Ain't no best. What? Oh, wait a minute. We in Atlanta. Oh, shit. Why are we having this argument?
I think that's a perfect place for us to wrap up.
Yo, Matt, I love arguing with you, bro. I love arguing with you, bro.
Y'all favorite rappers, like, play flutes and shit. That's cool.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.